This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. This is the show that tells the truth to the audience, treats the audience with respect. And then we use the facts and our knowledge and our experience, and we let the chips fall where they may. So here's Pam Bondi on Fox and Friends this morning. Lawrence Jones, I love this guy. I don't know him well, but he is absolutely fantastic, Lawrence Jones. Cut 14, go.
I want to bring you to this DOJ case that you guys just opened against an Oakland coffee shop that were refusing service for Jewish customers. What's the latest on that?
You know, Lawrence, we shouldn't live in the world in which we live where you would name a coffee shop Jerusalem Coffee Shop, yet you would, when a Jewish person comes in there, they're mocked, they're told to leave, they're said horrible names to because they're wearing a Jewish hat or a Jewish star. We're not going to put up with that. Under Title II, they cannot do that in our country. After, listen to what else they did. After the October 7th anniversary, that horrific day, the anniversary of October 7th, after that, they added new drinks to the menu. One was Sweet Sinwar, in honor, a tribute to the leader of Hamas who tortured Jews, who orchestrated the October 7th attacks. That's the world in which we're living, that they do a drink honoring him and can't do that. And so we've sued them, and we're going to stop this from happening. And anywhere in the country, if you do this, we're coming after you. Cannot do this.
So these isolationist podcasters, is this okay with them? I'm just curious. Did they cover this story? Are they ever going to cover this story? Or is it too Jewish? I'm just wondering, Mr. Producer. This is our country, isn't it? These are Islamists doing these things, right? They're in the streets, they're in our colleges and universities. They attack America, they burn the American flag. Is this okay? Well, it looks like genocide to me, you know. There's this one podcaster, he's a comedian, I don't even know his name. Well, it looks like genocide to me. It does. Let me tell you what genocide looks like. Jerusalem Post, 5 killed, multiple injuries in Hamas attack on GHF personnel. What's GHF? The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. At least 5 people have been killed. This is breaking news. Following a Hamas attack on a Gaza Humanitarian Foundation bus transporting over 24 GHF team members along with local Palestinians working side by side for the United States GHF team, the foundation announced tonight. Several injuries have been reported, and the GHF also stated that team members may have been taken hostage. This is the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. The team was on their way to the Khan Yunis distribution centers at the time of the attack. I wonder if these, it seems like genocide to me, and the isolationist podcasters, I wonder if they'll even carry this story. No, they won't. This attack did not happen in a vacuum, the GHF said in a statement, adding that Hamas has sent multiple threats to the team and workers, as well as the civilians receiving aid from the foundation. Why are they doing this?
So CNN and Politico and Axios and MSNBC and the slimes and the compost and all the rest of our media, our Pravda, Al Jazeera media, report, look what the Israelis and the Jews, the oppressors, are doing to these poor people. When it is over and over again, Hamas that...
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will be taking live streaming off the air for a short period of time, and we'll be back soon. Thank you.
Women as fodder. It's said over and over again. It's proven over and over again. But it doesn't matter. Earl.